Thank you for tuning in to God is Real with Pastor Robert Fry from Heritage Church of God, located in Maumee, Ohio, on Strayer Road. Now let's listen to what Pastor Fry has for us today.
Welcome to God is Real. It's Friday before Christmas. And I would pray that everyone listening to my voice, especially if you're listening at 11:30 at night, have all your Christmas shopping done. But the fact is, we don't all have our Christmas shopping done. We put things off until the last minute so that we make sure that we can buy the exact right thing. Something doesn't come up in between when we decided and when we bought. There isn't anything really bad about that. Some people buy their Christmas presents for next year when in January. You can find those people because if you gain a few extra pounds, they still bought you a medium shirt rather than a large. And they wonder, you wonder why it doesn't fit. Well, Christmas is all about the gift that God gave. And in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians, it says, thanks be to God for his incredible gift. If we would major on that gift, and that gift is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he came into the world, and the hope that he gives. If you ever just walked through a mall and looked in a jewelry store and saw how many crosses are for sale? Have you ever seen how many people wear crosses around their neck or even have crosses tattooed on their bodies? And you look at the person and you don't see a testimony of Christ. But you see, everybody wants that protection of that gift that God gave, the protection of the cross, especially if they think they're going to die. The best way to get that impression isn't through a tattoo or something that you wear around your neck. The best way to get that gift is to accept it and accept Jesus Christ into our life. Do you know, all through the Bible, I was looking at some things and thinking about some Christmases that I've had and I've been through, and some were really great. All were special, but some were just outstanding. There was a Christmas Eve, and it came on a Sunday, and my brother and I both pastored churches, but he pastored closer to where my mom and dad lived than what I did. So we like having fun at Christmas, and I bought my brother Jim a nice gift, and they had bought us nice gifts, and our sister Carol and Eddie at the time. And but after church was out, everyone was supposed to go to Mom and Dad's for dinner. Well, Jim got there before I did, and I knew how to get into Jim's house. So on my way to Mom and Dad's, we stopped at Jim's house, and he had this nice painting hanging above his in his living room above the couch. And we took enough wrapping paper, and we went in, we took that painting down, and we wrapped it up, and we put two, Jim and Lisa from Bob and Terry. And we put it under the Christmas tree with all the other gifts. And I'll never forget his face when he opened it up, and he looked at his wife, and he said, we have, and she punched him, don't tell your brother that we have one. Just be quiet, Jim, and enjoy it, and thank him. And Jim proceeded to tell me that was really a nice picture. If they would have bought one themselves, they'd have bought one just about like it. Well, I knew, and my brother knew, and my sister knew what we had done. But we didn't say anything. We just let him go home. Well, he spent every year after that trying to get even with us. There was one time, and this was kind of difficult because we're always taught to respect animals and take good care of animals and to feed them well and to groom them well. But we wanted to give Dad a live rabbit for Christmas, but we wanted to wrap it up. So we had to wrap it up, and we had to put holes in it in the box so that he couldn't see it. And we had to move the box in just before he opened it up so that the rabbit wouldn't be in the dark so long. And we did that, and when my dad opened the box, it was, my goodness, it was ready to come out. And we enjoyed being family. We enjoyed being together. This is the first Christmas that neither my mother and dad will be around. And it makes it kind of different, and some of you are going through some of the same things. You may have lost a son or a daughter. I think of all those who have lost sons in the war in this last year in this country, and my heart goes out to them. But the one hope that we have, that hope is in Jesus Christ. The gift that God gave, God came to this world, and he opened up the grave that we might see in. They placed his body in a borrowed tomb. And as we get into what happened in that sequence today, and maybe Christmas Eve is Monday and Tuesday, I want to think about just a few things that happened then. But first of all, God was always in the business of giving. Remember, he gave Adam and Eve a piece of skin of an animal so that they would realize that, and I believe it was a lamb, to realize the Lamb of God was going to come. And because of him, they can be reunited with God. God gave Noah the plans for an ark. He gave Sarah the miracle child in her old age. Remember that? She named him Isaac. God gave the Israelites the land that flowed with milk and honey. God gave the prophets to plead with his people and tell them the amazing things to come. God gave us the scripture talking about the Messiah and how we'd come and he'd be delivered and he would save the world. God gave the shepherds a pronouncement of the angels that Jesus was born. He gave the wise man a star that led them to the young baby. And he gave Joseph the patience to understand the strange circumstances of a virgin birth. And he gave the world his Prince of Peace. That takes away not only shame and guilt, but sin itself. God has always been a giver. But as we approach this, I want you to think about something. There's been church groups, and I guess what really upsets me is when church groups become more political than what they are Christian. When they're more concerned about building a political kingdom or a political alliance to usually someone that isn't even a Christian or isn't even saved, but they agree with our philosophy. Let me tell you something. God said that he sets up his kingdom, he calls his ministers, and he gives gifts to those to teach. And all through the Bible, God is teaching how we're to follow his people. But there is also an allegiance that is to government. Do you realize if Joseph wouldn't have wanted to pay his taxes or refused to pay his taxes, Jesus would have never been in the right place at the right time to be born? But because of an obligation that he had, he did not hesitate to take his wife, who was 9 months with child, to a place where he had to go because it was demanded by the government which he served to be there. So he went to this little town called Bethlehem, and it was a very busy time, and there was no room in the inn. And the reason he was there was to pay his taxes. You know, God can use any circumstance in our life in order to fulfill his circumstance in life. Do you think that God doesn't know where we are and what we're going through? Just maybe you're down to the Friday before Christmas to go shopping. And it's the only time that you have is today or tomorrow. Because God wants to put you in a certain place at a certain time to glorify him. I wonder what would have happened had Joseph had a fit when the man said there's no room in the inn. I'm sure the man wouldn't have offered the stable. But God's plan had to be fulfilled, so God knew Joseph and he knew his reactions. And Joseph knocked on the door and said, "Do you have any room?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Oh, my wife's ready to deliver a baby." And he said, well, I have a place out back. He wanted to accommodate Joseph. He wanted to help him. The innkeeper many times is looked upon as a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy. Joseph showed up there at the right time when the inn was full so Jesus could be born in a manger. God had set all of this up so that it could be fulfilled what he had prophesied in the Old Testament about him. Jesus didn't come into a king's home or into a castle. He didn't need to. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He created this world. He did not need to take a seat. Any seat that he would have taken would have been beneath him. So he took the lowliest seat there was, and he entered this world in a manger. And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him there. Why is it that we always get upset when we don't get our way, when we don't get our comfort way, when we have to pay taxes, and we have to go here, and we need to be there, and we get told, I'm sorry, but we're out of that toy this Christmas. We won't get them until after Christmas. Oh, and we just let it just bust our bubble and make us crazy. When in all, if we our steps are ordered of the Lord, the Bible says the steps of a godly man are ordered of the Lord. If our steps are ordered of the Lord, then we're going exactly where God wants us to be. And the timing is just perfect. But instead of glorifying God, we allow Satan to enter in, and we show our anger, and we show our disgust, and we're going to give them a piece of our mind when we don't have any pieces of our mind left. We should be giving them the pieces of our heart that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It hurts me deeply to see how Christians act in the mall parking lot, and in the mall, and in the stores. During Christmas time, just maybe you're not supposed to get that gift. Just maybe Jesus wasn't supposed to be born in that hotel, in that inn. He was supposed to be born in the manger. Just maybe those shepherds were in the right place at the right time so that they could show up at that manger to give praise unto him. It wasn't the security guard, nor was it wasn't the maids at the inn. It was the shepherds, because Jesus came as a lamb, and as a lamb of God, he was born in a manger. As a lamb of God, the shepherds came to see him, and the shepherds bowed down to this lamb, because God had told them he was the Messiah. No one else had told them. God had told them. And the three kings that came from the Orient, who told them? God told them that he was the Messiah. Who did they come looking for? They came looking for the Messiah. And they brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. Those sound like priceless gifts. And I don't know that they wrapped them. Matter of fact, my guess would be they didn't wrap them, because it says they were men. The three kings that came. Men aren't good at wrapping gifts. But it isn't in what's wrapped. The gift is wrapped in. It's in the heart that's inside the gift. And that's what Christmas is all about. When God sent his Son, God gave the world his heart. He gave you and I his heart so that we might reflect his heart. That we might be part of who he is. That we might experience Christmas. Hold the door for someone if you're going out shopping this weekend. Take a parking place that isn't as close. When you and someone else come up to the parking place that's close, give it to them. Do something kind for someone. Send someone a gift card that doesn't know. Don't put your name on it. Just send it. You don't even need to sign it. Just put a gift card and type their name and address on it. Or stick it in the mailbox at church. And just give something away. In the name of the Lord. Not in your name. because God has given to you and God has blessed you and you want to lighten up somebody's path. You know the people that never get what? Shown compassion. Those are people that have a lot. Because the world looks at them like they need nothing. And the world looks upon poor as they need a lot. So you'll find the Salvation Army, and you'll find the churches, and you'll find the children's groups and the schools all buying gifts to make sure that those who have nothing get something. And that's all fine and good. But there's sometimes, even if it's just a card, that those who have something receive a gift from someone. You say, oh, but preacher, you don't know that person. They're so stingy. Maybe they're stingy because no one's ever given to them before. They do not know the experience of receiving anything. They do not understand how it feels and how it makes someone feel. Because everyone looks at them through the world's eyes rather than through God's eyes. I like taking people out to eat. And it doesn't matter to me whether people have money or don't have money. I like taking them out to eat. My dad told me if the Lord called you to preach, he will fill your hand. And you'll always, don't you go out with your hand out expecting people to buy. When you go out to eat, you have enough money in your pocket to pay for yours and theirs. And you make sure that everyone knows you're willing to pay and wanting to pay. And I've done that. Ed said, if you're really in need, come see me and I'll help you out. But we don't need beggars out there. We need preachers that realize that they serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We need people that are wanting to give in the pulpit, not those that are just wanting to take. And I have found this, that everyone needs given to. Everyone needs a gift. Everyone needs something. You know, in marriage, as many times, one of the husband's family may not have anything. The wife's family may be wealthy. The husband's family might have everything, and the wife's family may be poor. So we go out and we give these big gifts in order to help out the one that's poor. And the one that has something, we kind of neglect them because they can get anything they want. Gifts are from the heart. And they shouldn't break you. It's okay if they're a sacrifice, but they shouldn't break you. It should be from the heart because you appreciate them. And it has nothing to do with the social standing that they come from or they're in. God gave to us, and He gave to each one of us. There are people who are poor and down and out that were in sin, so laden with sin that they couldn't stand up. God saved them. He gave them His gift. There are those who are up and out that have had everything the world has to offer. God gave them His gift too. God didn't show partiality. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and is the greatest gift ever given. Greatest gift that ever came into the world, because He showed us eternity. He has placed that eternity in our heart that we can reach out to Him. And when we realize that we live forever, the things of the world become greatly dim. Every Christian needs to be a giver. Every Christian needs to put their mind together and not decide how many things people gave you this year. What have you given? You say, well, my goodness, I went out and I bought my brother-in-law. I spent this much on him, and look, he didn't spend anything on me. So what? You're not giving to get. If you want to do that, I have a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. We're best of friends. I talk to him almost every day. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. I live here. We're going to be together on Christmas Day. And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to buy him and his wife the best dinner we can find at one of the nicest restaurants in Jacksonville, Florida. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to buy my wife and I dinner at one of the nicest restaurants in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, who's going to spend the most? I don't know. But I want to buy their dinner, and they want to buy mine. Now, that would be an equal gift, wouldn't it? but it is an appreciation because we care about being together. And we do all that we can to be together 4 or 5 times a year. And he just came up 1 week just to golf with me. That's what friends do. It isn't about the size of the gift. It isn't about the price of the gift. It's about, is your heart in the gift? God put his heart in his gift. God gave it all to show us a way. What is your gift going to show those who you are giving it to this year? Is it going to show them anything? Or is it just going to be tit for tat? You give to me, I give to you. Well, we're exchanging $10 gifts at work or $15 gifts at work. So, and you go out and you spend $15. Don't expect a $15 gift if it's a $10 gift exchange. You can spend $15 if you want. But if you get that $8 gift, or one that you could find on sale for $6, don't you complain or argue. You're in that. We as Christians need to get above the receiving thing and get into what the joy of the giving thing. Find some way this year of putting your heart into what you give. Find some way of expressing your love for that person, for their family, for what they have done or what they are doing this year in your gift. Maybe a little letter, maybe a little poem. And you say, oh, preacher, that's all just too meshy. I mean, today we're living in a day where people are not honest enough, and there are people out there that don't believe anyone ever cares for them. We had a little girl in our church, invited her uncle to church, wrote him a letter, and said she was concerned about him because he didn't go to church. And she was concerned that he knew the Lord. 16-year-old girl. And you know what he did when he saw her? He went over and he put his arm around her and he said to her, he said, I didn't know anyone ever cared about me. He said, you tell me when you want me to be in church and I'll be there. She told him, and he was in church the next Sunday. And his wife and their son. Sometimes people just need to know that you care. And it isn't about what you're getting at Christmas. It's about what you're giving. And that expression should somehow, because Jesus Christ is the center of it, express him. Oh, we'd rather get upset about Santa Claus or somebody saying, Happy Holidays. Stop getting upset and start doing things for Lord Jesus Christ and doing them through his name. Quit worrying about the world being the world. Quit worrying about sinners being sinners. That's why they call them sinners. Stop worrying about how those outside of God's kingdom act. Start considering how you act. Start thinking about who you are in Christ and what Christ can do with you and the testimony that you can make and the people that you can reach out and reach. And touch them. Buy a gift for someone that you weren't going to buy one for. Look for someone that gives but doesn't have many that receive. Do you ever wonder why Scrooge was Scrooge in the play? Well, he is a penny pincher. No one ever gave to Scrooge. When someone finally gave to him, it turned his whole life around. It had nothing to do with what he possessed. It had something to do with someone showing him a little kindness. The owner of where you work maybe gives out Christmas bonuses. Matter of fact, maybe he's given them out every year that you've been there, to the point that if he didn't give it out, it'd mess up your Christmas. What have you done for the owner? Have you ever wrote them a letter of appreciation and thanking them for working for them? But you don't know the owner. Hey, he's giving you a gift. I'm just talking about showing appreciation. And that, my friends, is what Christmas is all about. It's about recognizing that in Christ we have something that we could not buy, and making sure that we are giving something that our friends and our relatives and our loved ones can't buy, because inside of that package that is wrapped up, inside of that gift, we are giving our heart, whether it's in a little Reese's peanut butter cup, or it's in a large check, or it's in a dinner. We're giving our heart and help somehow make sure that they know it this Christmas. Let's make it special. God bless you.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert Fry from Heritage Church of God, located in Maumee, Ohio, on Strayer Road. If you'd like a copy of this broadcast, please contact our church office at 419-861-9520. And this has been a production of Heritage Outreach Ministry.